I've been on the moon for nearly 14 minutes. It's still amazing.
Okay, I got
remarkable.
The camera going at 1 frame a second. Good. Okay.
Amazing and remarkable that we can hear this conversation live as it occurs.
And I've got 80%, no spikes. Are you getting a TV picture now, Houston?
Neil, yes, we are getting a TV picture.
It should be coming simultaneously from Parks by now, I think.
Yes, Parks is meant to acquire the spacecraft at about 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Time. Martin Royal.
Neil, Houston, we're getting a picture. You're not in at the present time. We can see the bag on the LEC being moved by Buzz, though. Here you come into our field of view.
As Armstrong come back into the picture again, and we can see a movement on the other side of
that. Let me move that over to you.
Well, you're a bag being loaded.
Edge, for you.
Okay, ready for me to come out?
Yeah, just stand by a second. I'll move this over the handrail.
Okay. I just got it. Are you ready?
I'll bet.
Okay,
you saw what difficulties I was having. I'll try to watch your flits from underneath here.
Armstrong has moved across to the bottom of the ladder on the leg of the lunar module to help Buzz Aldrin as he comes down. Yes, he had some difficulty himself in moving with the life support pack on his back, particularly as he got through the hatch. It took quite
a lot. Backup camera is okay, your flip is, looks like it's clear and okay. The toes are about to come over the seal.
Armstrong
okay,
standing back, watching.
Okay, drop your flip down. There you go, you're clear. And laterally, you're good. Got an inch clearance on stop your flip.
Okay, you need a little bit of arching of the back to come down.
Armstrong is moving away from the leg.
Okay, you're
with
right
a bit of view side on.
Okay, back in from...
Moving with great confidence now, Peter, I think, Armstrong.
Yes, Armstrong has speeded up remarkably.
A little foot movement. Arch.
He's moving.
Arching in the back. Moment comes up and clears the... all good without any trouble at all. Looks good.
Buzz Aldrin emerging from the lunar module. Being directed by Neil Armstrong from the moon, sir.
45 minutes PLSS time expended.
Neil, this is Houston. Based on your camera transfer with the LEC, do you foresee any difficulties in SRC transfer over?
Difficulties in SRC. Negative.
That's the sample return containers, the rock boxes at Capcom.
Now I want to back up and partially close that.
Aldrin is going to half close the hatch as he leaves it. We're waiting for him to begin moving down the ladder.
Making sure not to lock it on my way out.
The first moon lap.
That's our home for the next couple of hours. We want to take good care of it. Okay, I'm on the top step and I can look down over the ICU and landing gear pad. That's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I thought I'd be very comfortable and walking is also very comfortable.
I was trying to encourage Aldrin.
You're on
You've got three more steps and then a long one.
Here he goes, Aldrin coming down the ladder. One step, he's got three more. Looks like his right foot. Steadying. Right foot is out.
Daniel, leave that one foot up there and both hands down about the fourth rung up. There you go.
He's there. Aldrin has stepped on the moon.
Up there, I think I'll do the same.
Is that jump, Aldrin?
Yes, there's a real little leap.
A little more. About another inch. There you go.
He's leaping back up onto the ladder.
Yep. About a three-footer.
A three-foot jump with no trouble at all. This enormous backpack on the
ladder. Beautiful, beautiful.
Is that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
Magnificent desolation.
That's Aldrin's first words on the moon. And now the two astronauts are together on the moon at the foot of the lunar module.
Both PLSS is nominal on consumables.
This means,
this
I think,
might be
life support system.
A little thermal effects on it right here, Neil.
Yeah, I noticed that. That seems to be the worst, although similar effects are on all around.
First real signs of men enjoying themselves in space.
Gambling around the lunar wastes.
Well, the astronauts are now both close together on the moon's surface, trying out the moon's gravity. One of them is leaping up and is bouncing down, testing his balance.
Reaching down, fairly easy.
Testing his reach.
Got my suit dirty at this stage.
It certainly seems an awkward movement to get down and bend the knees only a few degrees. Twisting around.
The mass of the backpack does have some effect in inertia.
Doesn't quite seem to be able to stop himself on turning around. The inertia of his backpack, the great mass of it, means that when he twists, he slows down like a spring and then quits back again.
There's a slight tendency I can see now to backwards due to the soft, very soft texture.
So you're standing on a rock, big rock there now.
Astronauts still seem to be testing their balance at this time and movement.
Yes, I gather they're working fairly closely together. There were two forms visible a few moments ago.
That right under the engine is where they're profiling.
Very soon, I suppose, Peter, they'll be examining the exterior of the limb, will they?
Yeah,
yes, first report just
a good representation of our sideward velocity of touchdown there. Hold it to probe. I'll see that probe over on the minus Y strut. Open off and back up.
Shortly after landing, they reported having broken some boulders open with the downward rocket engine. And now they're rocking it, seeing the source of the camera, which is rocking. Yes, they were rocking, testing for stability. And they just reported seeing these boulders broken open as they moved across the moon's surface. They had to move across because where they started to go down was too rocky and too rugged for a safe landing, and they moved 4 miles away.
Can't say too much for the visibility right here without the visor up. Be darned, it looks like there's a surface of a flat, mounded rock.
with his visor in front, Aldrin reports that
he doesn't see too much. These rocks, very powdery surface.
Say again, please, Buzz, you're cutting out.
And I just
say again, please, Buzz.
I say that the rocks are rather slippery.
So I just
very powdery surface when it's on there. Fill up all the very little fine porous. They'll tend to slide over it rather easily.
One of them seems to be examining one of the tripods.
Demonstrate something about the properties of this rock.
Neil Armstrong getting ready to move the TV camera now out to its panorama position.
Traction seems quite good.
Traction seems quite good. Getting a good foothold on the lunar surface. Lunar surface which seems quite dusty. Not surprising, John Ludwig.
No, not surprising at all, Peter. The,
I start to lose my balance in one direction, and recovery is quite natural and very easy.
The unmanned surveyor craft showed that the surface was quite good for supporting human beings.
And moving your arms around, Jack, doesn't cross the surface.
And as you're saying, that Armstrong, in fact, is waving his arms around, well, like a windmill action.
And I have the insulation off the mesa now. The mesa seems to be in good shape.
Mesa, thanks for modularizing.
You have to be careful
so
if you're leaning in the direction you want to go. Otherwise, you slightly inebriated. Otherwise, you have to cross your foot over to stay underneath where your center of mass is.
Yes, well, some encouraging each other.
Hey, Neil, didn't I say we might see some purple rocks? Find the purple rocks?
Yep.
Sounds like somebody's taken a bet on seeing purple rocks, and they have.
Very small, sparkly fragments are the rocks, reflecting on in places.
Voice breaking up slightly there, but I think you're saying small, sparkly fragments.
Some biotite.
What are the mineral biotite?
Yes, biotite is a micaceous mineral, mica. But a common earth.
I'll leave that to the further analysis. But
Aldrin's voice is breaking up a little.
I'll come back underneath. No, upstairs you don't sink down more than a quarter of an inch.
It is biotite, Peter. It means there is water on the moon. Biotite is a mineral that does contain water in its composition.
But not necessarily running water.
Not running water, no.
Biotite is a brown mica.
Okay, Houston, I'm going to change lenses on you. Roger, Neil.
We'll return later on, covering for an interpretation. Good. Well, Hackett, how is the movement of the astronauts on the moon structure?
Kind of dancing.
Neil, this is Houston. That's affirmative. We're getting a new picture. You can tell it's a longer focal length lens. And for your information, all LEM systems are go. Over.
For your information, all LEM.
Very long echo.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Long echo back. Here's feeding into the microphones of the astronauts' spacesuits from their headpieces after being transmitted to them from Earth. But it doesn't seem to bounce around any further than that. That's my layman's explanation of what is causing that echo. The astronauts now close to the lunar module.
Dale is now on unveiling the fact that it's...
Neil Armstrong unveiling the
fact. Right now we've got you four-sided, but back to the one side.
And the plant contains their names. That of Michael Collins orbiting.
But there's two Emmett. Read the plaque. We'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. This is two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew member signatures and the signature of the President of the United States.
Moment akin to man stepping foot on the South Pole and the North Pole of Earth.
Ready for the camera?
I'm afraid these spot materials are going to be dusty.
I think Aldrin was saying he was afraid some materials were getting dusty.
Surface material, powdery. But I'm not sure how good your lens is, but if you could touch his above.
Man has now been on the moon for 30 minutes.
Very much like a very finely powdered carbon.
I think they're worried about the lunar dust coating of the camera.
Do pull out some of my cable for me, please.
Remarkable to think that in 30 minutes they have become so confident in their new environment that they're just asking casually and easily.
Houston, how close are you able to get things in focus?
This is Houston. We can see Buzz's right hand. It's somewhat out of focus. I'd say we were focusing down to probably about 8 inches to a foot behind the position of his hand when he was pulling out the cable.
Okay, how's the temperature look on there?
Temperature of the camera is showing cold.
I'm a little cool, I think I'll take off.
One of the astronauts really did sound cold there.
I'm on intermediate now, Houston, and I show 3.78. No flag, 74.
Houston, roger out.
And we'll probably need a little back location. Television camera.
Aldrin's voice still having a tendency to break up.
There's the surface rocks showing up now.
And Neil, let's look at the minus 5 foot. The direction of travel there. That one from right to left.
Right.
So that's one over here underneath the mezzanine to the probe first hit. Minus my probe first hit.
The television camera they're using are slow scanning cameras. They do not have as many pictures per second as normal domestic transmission.
Okay, I think I got the end of it.
Something interesting in the bottom of this little crater here.
Keep going. We got a lot more. Okay.
At this point, while we're listening to astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin talking to each other on the moon's surface, we'd like to advise listeners to the ABC that they may hear the latest local and world news on the second and third networks at 1:30 Australian Eastern Time. Meanwhile, this is...
You stand on the ladder facing forward. The minus Y strut is the landing gear to your left.
There I am, Buzz.
40, 50 feet. Why don't you turn around and let them get a view from there and see what the field of view looks like. Back
it
into the cable.
Okay.
The restricted field of view must be very much like a horse with blinkers moving around on the moon surface.
That's right, Jim.
I
just leave it. All right, let it sit
like that and walk around it.
I'm Houston, how's that field of view going to be? Pick up the Mesa following?
I was just thinking, Peter, John Loughling's had quite a good look at the surface of the moon. Close up now. I wonder what he's thinking. What he sees agrees with his former expectations.
Right,
I think it's Loughling. It is very much what we had expected to have seen from the surveyor television camera shots that came back from the unmanned surveyor craft. Quite flat. Little pockmarked craters
a little bit too much to the right
all over the place, the odd boulder,
4 or 5 degrees.
Up to 2 feet across, lots of smaller ones, but generally the whole thing sitting in this fine, dusty material.
Okay, now, think I ought to be farther away or closer?
Can't get too much further away.
Let's try it like that for a while. I'll get a couple panoramas with us here.